Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And asked him, hey, you know, if you can deliver Pennsylvania into the right column for Joe Biden, will you be a member of the administration? He said no.
Well, the governor, Tom Wolf, is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, and it's still no. Okay. Thank you for asking.
A deadlocked Supreme Court yesterday let stand a lower court ruling that requires Pennsylvania election officials to count absentee ballots received within 3 days after the election, November 3rd, even if they are not postmarked. In two brief orders issued shortly before 7 last night, the justices denied without explanation a request by Republicans to put the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's ruling on hold. So Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh indicated they would have granted the Republicans' requests. The order stands, so Governor, I would imagine you're very happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, it actually was a Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling that was challenged, and I think that the court ruled correctly that when it comes to election laws, the state ought to be in charge of its own destiny, and the state Supreme Court made a ruling, and it stands.
And speaking of the state and controlling its own destiny, some people want to start counting the ballots early in Pennsylvania so we can avert a chaos. Republicans in the state want to, start counting ballots on election day when they normally would be counted. Are you going to be able to pressure Republicans to try and move that up a little bit early so we could start counting the mail-in ballots?
Actually, they don't count before election day. It's called pre-canvassing, and all it is basically allowing counties to take mail-in ballots out of the envelopes, and if they have to, smooth out the wrinkles so that it's ready to be scanned. You can't count ballots mail-in or in person until the polls close at 8 p.m. on election day. So this wouldn't change that.
Okay.
But the counties have been asking for time, and I support the counties wanting to have extra time to take the ballots out of the. I mean, they're two envelopes, so they have to open two envelopes. They got somehow they've gotten wrinkled in the mail. They need to smooth them out so that they're ready to go through the scanner. They can't count them, but get them ready. That takes time, and so. Counties have been asking, county commissioners made a request for 21 days. I am happy to do less than that, but something more than where we are now, which is they could start the pre-canvassing activities at 7 a.m. on election day. With the volume, it looks like we're going to have 3 million mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. Counties really ought to be given the ability to do that preparation for counting so that when the 8 p.m. bell strikes on election day, they can actually start the counting process and don't have to worry about all the pre-canvassing stuff, the opening of the envelopes and that kind of thing. So, yes, I support that, and I've been supportive of that and have had conversations with the other side And we still have time. You know, they're in session this week, and both the Senate and the House. And while we're certainly within, we're not going to get 21 days because we only have 14 days until election day. But I think any time that they any number of days they could give counties, I think the General Assembly would be doing the right thing, and I certainly support that.
We're with Governor Tom Wolf. As you know, there is great disparity on people's adherence to wearing masks across the country. We're seeing some states now, the concern was that hospitals would be at an overflow, and we're seeing that in the Midwest. And then we hear the president yesterday throw Dr. Anthony Fauci under the bus by calling him an idiot and a disaster. And everybody's out there wondering, well, what's real, what's not, as we hear about a second wave of COVID-19 and big, big shutdowns in Europe. Where do we stand in Pennsylvania today?
Well, here's where we stand. The case count is definitely up. We're starting to see the research. It's, I think, you know, I've been talking about this. We've all been saying when the cold weather hits, schools are back, we'll probably see an upsurge. That happened in the Spanish flu pandemic back in the early 20th century. Same thing. You had an upsurge as flu season hits. And that looks like that's happening. I had a press conference with Secretary Levine yesterday. We talked about this, and it just reinforces the need for Pennsylvanians to do the needful. Wear masks, practice social distancing, wash your hands, you know, avoid crowds when you can, and if you're sick, don't go to work. But the other thing is you know, we're watching very closely as our case count goes up, what's happening to our hospital capacity? You just mentioned that. And right now, it's one of the things we've been doing since this pandemic hit. I mean, back in the early days, you know, you could do hundreds of tests a day. We're now up to close to 40,000 tests a day in Pennsylvania. We have contact tracing capacity that we didn't have. We know more about this disease, and the hospital capacity is in good shape. We had personal protective equipment, almost none. We now have a lot. We have been building up our supplies of all these things, masks, gloves, gowns, ventilators. If you'll recall, governor of New York was complaining because he needed tens of thousands of ventilators. Well, we have, I think, 90-some ventilators being used by COVID patients yesterday, and we have 6,000 in the healthcare system and on hand in the central stockpile in Harrisburg. So our capacity is there. So one of the, I think, the key thing that we keep looking at is, in addition to case count, which is troubling, and it's been over 1,000 now for more than seven days, and that's troubling. But the hospitalization rate was yesterday about 800. At the peak, just by comparison, at the peak back in March, April, we were over 3,000. So we do have hospital capacity. We track the number of intensive care unit beds for children and for adults on a, I think, weekly basis. We get a census of that, and we've never been below, I think, 20-25% excess capacity. And most of the ICU beds, most of the ICU beds are not being used by COVID patients. They're being used for other patients.
And I'm sorry, Governor. Politicians in D.C., they're arguing over more stimulus money, speaking of COVID-19 and the economic lockdowns that affected everybody. A lot of people are really hurting for money here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We got a lot of CARES Act money here in Harrisburg. About $1 billion was left over or not used a few weeks ago.
Right.
What are the plans for that money, and will it be funneled down to people who need it on the local level?
That's what I would like to see happen. I have, and also people and businesses like restaurants that have been especially hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. We got about $3.6 billion. We spent about $2.6 billion. When I say we, I have been working. We've done this together, the General Assembly and me, different parties, but we work together on this. And we have a little over $1 billion left, and that has to be spent or allocated by the end of December of this year. So one way or another, it has to go out. I've made proposals as to how I'd like to see it go out, which is to individuals, especially folks who have been hard hit by the pandemic. to folks who are looking at having utilities shut off as we get into cold weather, to landlords who have to make payments to their banks. I think there are a whole lot of things, frontline workers, hardship pay. There are a bunch of ideas. I've had numerous press conferences calling on the General Assembly that let's get this $1 billion out there. So far that hasn't happened. In terms of the next round, I have yet to run into a county commissioner or municipal official in Pennsylvania, for that matter, a governor around the country who doesn't say, yeah, we really are looking at a deficit here. Now, if the economic hardship that the COVID pandemic has caused affects state governments, then if we're not helped in that regard, because the CARES Act funding that we've gotten so far, we can't use to plug deficits, and locals can't do that either. To the extent that happens, then everything that the CARES Act money did to keep our economy and families and communities afloat during this pandemic so far is going to be offset by the need for states and municipalities to actually cut way back so that they can make ends meet. We have a balanced budget provision in our Constitution in Pennsylvania. I think almost every state does. I think there's one that doesn't. So we need another round of funding. So there are two things. We need to get the money that has been appropriated by the federal government, that $1 billion you talked about, that needs to go out to help individual Pennsylvanians and Pennsylvania businesses, and a whole host of other things that I've proposed.
But you have $1 billion, though. Why has it not been – what's holding it up from getting into the people's hands in Pennsylvania?
The General Assembly. I have not yet been able to get them to see the virtue of my proposal. We worked together very well on $2.6 billion, but this last billion has been they have not been able to move or willing to move. So that's what's holding that up. But none of that can be used to plug the deficit that all state governments have. That's what's the unusual feature about what we all hope will be in the next round of CARES Act funding.
Which is day-to-day now. Nancy Pelosi said they may be, and they go back and forth in Washington on that. Governor, before you go, you have any hints on any blockbuster announcements you're going to make today?
No.
Okay.
But thank you for asking.
As always, we appreciate your time, and stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You guys, too.
Governor Tom Wolf, Hunter Disk Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.